It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays. I'm Michelle Marquis. In studio with me, of course, is Elise Corey. She is the owner of TravelWise. And whatever your bucket list destination might be, Elise and her team are the ones can help you make it a reality. Really, think about where you might want to go in the world. What kind of vacation? Imagine it just for a moment, being totally relaxed, having the best time ever. What does that look like for you? It looks like something different, probably for everybody. But Elise is the one. She has traveled all over the place. Her team has gone to places that she hasn't gone to. So that means that they really have a lot of experience and can help you find exactly what it is that's going to match that vision in your mind of how much fun you're going to have.
And we're real people.
Yeah.
We talk. We don't have to chat with you. We can meet with you. We can sit down and say you're at the wrong destination for that. It's not going to achieve what your vision is.
Exactly.
Online's great to get a few odds and ends, but you know what? When you talk to a real person, you know, how would you like a robot to cut your hair one day, you know, and have a conversation? They would talk to you, but it'd be like a computer as you have a real person.
Right.
There's a difference.
There really is a difference. So reach out. Send an email, ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net. You can also give her a call, 935-WISE, 935-9493. 935-9493. Yeah. And just chat and figure out what is that vision. How are you going to get there?
I'd be curious to see where everybody really wants to go, and if it's part of the emerging destinations that we have, the new styles, whether you want to travel afar, or if you'd like to stay in your own backyard,
exactly.
Which is leading into today's host, I should say.
Exactly. American Queen Steamboat Company. And welcome to the program, Barbara Davis. Barbara is the manager of training and sales support for American Queen Steamboat Company. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me back on the show again. I'm happy to be here.
So this is really exciting. In fact, I was just talking about taking a sort of more local adventure, a cruise in the United States. And you can do that on American Queen Steamboat Company. For those who maybe missed our last shows, can you just tell us sort of a quick overview of American Queen?
Absolutely. So American Queen Steamboat Company really provides authentic, iconic journeys on very opulent paddle wheel boats along the Mississippi River and then the tributaries of the Ohio, Tennessee, and Cumberland rivers. And then up in the Pacific Northwest, we also have a paddle wheeler on the Columbia and Snake rivers. And these journeys are all about getting our guests immersed into the history of the destination in which they're sailing and really kind of experiencing that Mark Twain's Mississippi vibe and having that throwback era to the old paddle wheel and steamboating days. So it's a very special type of journey. It's certainly unique.
Yes, very unique. And for those people who maybe don't want to be on a super long flight to get to Europe and then deal with all the jet lag and all of that, this is very accessible and easy for anyone here in the United States to enjoy.
Absolutely is. And I think, you know, having the local flights and not having to worry about foreign currency and things of that nature makes it so convenient. And it's really a great cruise to go on because it's your meals, beer and wine is included with dinner, and more importantly, shore excursions included every day in each port of call. So it's very inclusive.
I think it'd be a great trip for a multi-generational family to take and learn the history of the United States. I mean, the grandparents there who have the grandkids and don't quite know what to do, this would be very educational. You'd spend quality time with your grandkids and your own children. Mm-hmm. And I think you would create a new memory that really it's a little hard when you go to the holidays are coming up and you're saying, okay, we're going to have Thanksgiving at, you know, Aunt Mimi's house. And it's like, oh, great, the same thing again. And this one doesn't want to talk to that one. And that one has the wine and get, you know, this way, do it on the ship. And if you really need to take a break, you go back to your cabin or you go look outside, you change the direction.
Exactly.
If there's tension, you know, what a way to go to me.
Oh, yeah. So much fun.
Definitely. Definitely.
And not
yeah, and Elise, you actually bring up a good point, too, because with the family travel or multi-generational travel, we're actually even seeing some skip gen. So our grandparents and just the grandchildren going on vacation, especially during the holiday time, that's when we really see the families come on board. So that's ideal for them.
I love it. So let's talk about holiday travel, because it's not too late for 2019.
It's not. And this is actually a great time to book. We have some wonderful savings for our holiday promotions. But, you know, before I talk about the money part of it, to me, it's more about the experience that you have on board. I mean, you may be able to save $2,500 per stateroom on these voyages, but what makes them special as a holiday voyage? And for me, our plantation holiday markets that sail between New Orleans and Memphis not only give you that traditional antebellum South type of cruise, but we have holiday markets. So, you know, most people travel to Prague in the Czech Republic or Germany to do Christmas markets.
Right.
Well, we also have them in the South on the lower Mississippi. So at several of our plantations that we go to, like Nottoway Plantation, we have the holiday markets out there where people can buy local handicrafts and goods.
Oh, but, I love it.
Yeah, but my favorite part is the holiday gala. So as part of those same itineraries, at Nottoway Plantation, we put on an exclusive, I like to call it a Yule Ball, or the holiday gala, where we have period-themed, costumed, attired dancers, a live band, people are dancing, there's hors d'oeuvres and desserts. But the best part, in my opinion, is the bonfire on the levee, which actually goes back to an old legend that Papa Noel needed to get a little help finding his way down to the bayou. So they would light these giant bonfires on the levee to help guide his way down. So you get to see the bonfire on the levee, and then you experience a huge fireworks display over Nottoway Plantation as you sail away. So it's magical.
It really sounds incredible, like from a fairy tale. That's so cool.
You know, but it's so easy to get all the family together. You're not trying to go overseas or to the Bahamas or the Caribbean over the holidays, which is crazy. You could even drive, you know, or get the people from the snow area to a nicer spot. I mean, you're really...
Oh, yeah, exactly, the weather. I mean, I think about, I went maybe 2 years ago to holiday markets in Europe along the Rhine River, and it was fantastic, don't get me wrong, but it was cold. It was so cold. So, you know, it's not going to be necessarily shorts weather or anything when you're going along to the plantations, but not, you know, super frigid.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to be 30 degrees and you need a fur coat.
That is so cool. There's also American Music Holiday Voyages. Can you start to tell us a little bit about these?
Absolutely. So we also have a couple of voyages that are themed American Music Holiday, which essentially means in addition to all of the onboard holiday festivities that we have for our normal holiday cruises, like the one I just mentioned, onboard we also do cookie decorating and ornament decorating and all sorts of festivities on board. But the American Music Holiday Voyages brings on some very special guest entertainers. So we're very specific to not only having holiday music on these cruises, but we bring on Memphis blues legend Joyce Cobb and Will Kiefer and his famous banjo. So there's some special entertainment on board the boat, but then we also go to the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville and actually see a show on stage, so at the Ryan Auditorium. So it's really great.
Oh, my goodness. And I love that Memphis is included in all of these different American Music Holiday cruises, because Memphis, just walking down Beale Street, that in and of itself, you're going to hear so much good music.
You absolutely do. Definitely.
What a great way to go for the holiday. That's a vacation. You know, that's beautiful. I mean, I'm sure all the streets are decorated and it's pretty. And, you know, the nice thing is you have your quote-unquote lodging. You know, you're not paying for hotels and wondering, where am I going to go eat tonight and what's going to happen? And, you know, it just makes a difference when it's all there and it's taken care of for you.
Right.
The holiday music sounds lovely to me.
It sounds great. And also, excellent food. Can we talk about maybe going and visiting some barbecue or the kind of food you might have on board?
Yeah, so you actually are kind of segueing into two different things that I'm happy to talk about.
Okay.
So food with us, just right off the bat, we are regionally inspired fine dining. So if you're in the South, you're going to see a little bit more Cajun and Creole influences on the menu versus in the Pacific Northwest, we might have more Dungeness crab and salmon. And that's just kind of basic for all of our cruises. But we do have some itineraries next year in 2020 that will have special themes to them, including our American River Barbecue Challenge, where we will have three different barbecue masters along the river who we will stop and do competitions between our chefs and the barbecue masters, and then the guests get to choose and taste everything and decide who's the winner.
I think everyone's the winner at that point.
I think so.
Wow,
definitely.
That is so cool. Yeah. Now, are we talking about championship, like competition barbecuers?
We are. We are still solidifying some of the of the names of who are going to be included. But yeah, that's definitely in the works and being finalized as we speak, because this will be for our 2020 voyages.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Barbara, you don't know this about me, but I'm big into barbecue. In fact, I have helped to organize competition barbecues with people that the Kansas City Barbecue Society, I mean, the whole thing. I know. And like, I think how many have we had at once? Like 30, 40 different barbecue teams in Sonoma County. Being able to taste competition level barbecue is something you have to do at least once in your life, and to be able to do it on a cruise when you're there in the South. Oh my gosh, I think this is amazing. This might have to be.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
I had no idea you had such a flavor for barbecue.
I love it. It's so exciting. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking about the American Queen Steamboat Company. Now, this is such a fun opportunity. Really, reach out to Elise. Talk with her about the things that you're most interested in. If it's that barbecue that you're passionate about, if it's the holidays, the music, there's so many different things to explore, the history. Give her a call, 935-WISE, 935-9493. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. This is KSRO.
Overlooking the water with gorgeous views of the bay, the Bayview Restaurant at the End of the Tides has hosted a monthly winemaker dinner series featuring the finest local wineries and winemakers for over 30 years.
Friday, September 27th, join Kate McMurray of McMurray Estate Vineyards for a four-course winemaker dinner. Start with burrata served with grilled peach, Parma prosciutto, and micro basil, paired with the 2017 Pinot Gris estate-grown Russian River Valley. Then seared local salmon atop golden pepper risotto, along with the 2016 Chardonnay estate-grown. Enjoy McMurray 2016 estate-grown Pinot Noir, paired with grilled filet mignon with basil béarnaise, potato mash, and green beans. And finish with a flourless chocolate torte, hazelnut butter, and amarena cherry, accented by the 2016 Pinot Noir Estate Reserve.
Go to inatthetides.com and click on Winemaker Dinner Series for more info.
I'm fire survivor and local attorney Roy Miller. At 9:20 p.m. on August 8, 2017, a surveillance video camera filmed the origin of the Tubbs fire when 13,000 volts flashed like lightning from an uninsulated PG&E power line on Bennett Lane near Calistoga. A judge has ruled that a jury and not CAL FIRE will determine the actual cause of the Tubbs fire. The jury trial will likely happen in January 2020, but fire claims must be filed before an October 21, 2019 deadline. Call us today at 575-1040 or go to firejustice.com for more information. We will help you file your claim and help maximize the value of your settlement. Come to a meeting this Thursday at 6 p.m. at Hanson & Miller, 415 Russell Avenue, across from the Kaiser main campus.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey on KSRO.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO with Elise Corey. You can send her an email. And honestly, let her know what kinds of things you'd like to hear on this show, because it's always fun to get your input and sort of tailor the show to the interests of our listeners. So send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net.
I had people asking me about American Queen
Steamboat
Company, so I'm really delighted that they're on the show with me, because this is for you. You asked and you received, so please keep sending me emails. Just let me know. I'd love to learn about this. I'd love to learn about that, because then, you know, we pique your interest. You'll give us a call, too.
Yeah, exactly. We are talking with Barbara Davis. Barbara is the manager of training and sales support for American Queen Steamboat Company. And we've been talking about the holidays. And actually, Elise found something for New Year's that sounds amazing.
I know. New Orleans round trip. Hello.
Oh,
my God. So even just, and I also like the American music holiday. I think that would be wonderful. So let's, you know, get a group of your friends together who don't know what they're going to do for New Year's this year. And you know what the best part is? You don't have to worry about driving.
Yes.
You know, so
you can
go out. Sure. You don't have to worry about it being pulled over for being a little tipsy. Get tipsy. You're allowed. You go to your room and go to sleep.
And our New Year's celebrations have the fireworks displays over Nottoway Plantation. So that's another fun event to have while you're on board.
And then Thanksgiving's here, too. So all of you who don't want to go to Aunt Mimi's house and deal with the same thing, how about going on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
And let them cook and clean, and you can just spend the time. And there's enough for everybody to do their own thing, too, so you don't feel stuck in this dining room.
Can you tell us a little bit about entertainment on board?
Sure. So our entertainment on board is truly Broadway caliber, and I say that because we have performers who have been on Broadway that are now residents with us on board our boats. And it is exceptional. So from, you know, huge kind of stage productions to your more intimate cabaret-style lounge acts, we have, you know, huge, like, seven-piece bands. We have more intimate three-piece or two-piece entertainers. So it's really dependent upon which boat that you're on. And that's just our evening entertainment. During the day, we have a whole set of enrichment programs. So whether our entertainers are more step-on entertainers like our Mark Twain impersonator or a Civil War battlefield reenactor, but more importantly, part of our enrichment and entertainment is our Riverlorian. It's kind of a weird word, right?
Yeah.
Riverlorian?
Huh.
So that to us is our resident historian on the river. And they provide daily lectures about what's around every bend of the river and really immersing you in the history and culture of the destination. So that's kind of our entertainment in a nutshell.
I love it.
And, you know, we always at TravelWise will always do something special. So even if you're looking around and you're seeing offers, contact us. Mm-hmm. We can almost always add something to your trip, enhance it. We'll go whatever we need to do. We would love you to contact us. So, and we love competition. So, and I'm very tenacious here and I like to win. So give us let me show you what I can do.
Give Elise a chance.
And Elise, you bring up a great point, because there are a lot of things that they can add to their cruise vacation with us as well. Not only have we talked about what's already included, but if they want to have an additional hotel night, because, you know, they get one hotel night included before their cruise even starts, but if they want to add additional hotel nights or our city stay package, which is multiple nights plus tours and activities and meals, that's another option. And for our guests who do like to have their wine or their beer, we also have an unlimited beverage package they can add on, which gives them any alcoholic beverage throughout their entire journey. So it's really quite fabulous things you can add on, including our premium shore excursions, which kick it up a notch from what's included every day by way of our hop-on-hop-off motor coach tutor. But the premium shore excursions really give guests an opportunity to do something very special or different, like visit celebrity chef Regina Archibald. She has got her kitchen in Natchez, and we actually go in, do a biscuit baking experience, a pot pie experience. So there's all sorts of hands-on things we can do here.
I love it. And you have a new paddle wheeler coming on in 2020. Tell us about the American Countess.
Yes, we do. So the American Countess, we're very excited about her. She is going to be the newest paddle wheeler on U.S. rivers. Her inaugural voyage is April of 2020. And we're doing things a little bit different with the Countess. So she was actually an old gaming casino boat. And that boat was cut in half, and we put in a middle section. So that way we could expand how many passengers we could have on board. So there'll be about 200 guests on board. But the boat itself is going to be more contemporary feel inside. I mean, all of these boats are very deluxe inside, but this one will have more of a modern edge to it versus Victorian opulence. Mm-hmm. And she's actually going to be a little bit of a lower price point. She will have voyages starting at $16.99 per person. So her inclusions will be slightly different, but she is a great lead-in price point for someone who just wants to kind of dabble in, is this the right fit for me without going overboard and really kind of experience something new.
Wow. And is that the boat, or the steamboat, that will be doing the American River Barbecue Challenge?
It is. It is, in fact. So the Countess will do the American River Barbecue Challenge, but so will the Duchess and the Queen. So they all have one or two different voyages that we will have throughout the year. In fact, I believe there are 5 voyages in 2020 that are the American River Barbecue Challenge. And I actually, while we were on break, looked up who our participating grill masters are. It's a good blend. We've got the Smokin' Double Barrels in Chester, Illinois, which Chester is actually where Popeye the Sailor Man was created, and
cool. And
there's a character trail you can kind of walk around and see all these different statues to the character. So that's just another enhancement to it. But Pat's Barbecue in Cape Gardeau, Up and Smoke Barbecue in New Madrid. I mean, there's lots of different options for the barbecue stuff here. But it is on the Countess as well as the other boats too.
I love that. And then you also have something. I think we may have talked about it the last time that you were on with us, about bourbon to blues. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously if we're in the Ohio River area, our head office is just outside of Louisville, Kentucky. So we are on the bourbon trail here. And being, you know, our roots are steeped in Kentucky bourbon region, we have a voyage on July 5th, which is on the Ohio River, that has special tastings. There's special bourbon menus that are being incorporated, cooking demonstrations, and even an exclusive lineup of special onboard guests that are to be announced.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, so
I can smell it over the air.
There are people here in wine country who appreciate good bourbon. This would be the trip for you.
And it's great.
The bourbon to blues is great.
Yeah, we can even, you know, if you have a group of friends, we can put together a small group, plan ahead, and say, hey, a bunch of us want to go, and we'll work out something because we have a very good group program with you.
Okay, excellent. So even on top of all these wonderful things that we've been talking about with Barbara and American Queen Steamboat Company, there's more that could be added, and we haven't even touched on the Pacific Northwest.
Exactly. You haven't even touched on the tip of the iceberg, and really, especially with the Pacific Northwest, that is some wine country up there. So
yes.
If we really want to go into the wine, the wine visits that we have at certain vineyards, we've got distilleries in there, that region we can visit too. So there's a whole other realm in the Pacific Northwest.
And, you know, if you have or know someone who's a nonprofit, we, TravelWise, if you book some of these cruises, we will donate back to your nonprofit.
Wow,
on top
really cool.
of what you do. So remember that if you really want to do a good deed and you're booking your travel, but you really want to give back, contact us because we give back.
Yeah. Okay. And now, how many online booking companies are going to do that? Zero.
You know, it makes me feel good about it. It's sort of paying it forward.
Yes.
And why not do something good that's going to help other people?
I love that. Barbara, do you have a favorite cruise, one that you sort of either have been on or just are dying to go on?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, my one of my all-time favorites is the Pacific Northwest cruise, without a doubt, because the scenery is unbelievable and the shore experiences are fantastic. But, you know, the antebellum South, I mean, that's kind of our bread and butter. I've done it several times, and it always has its unique southern charm. But we haven't even touched on the upper Mississippi yet, where we go from, let's say, St. Louis all the way up to Red Wing, like Minneapolis area. So it's so hard to pick just one.
Right. And that's why having that idea and, you know, being able to sort of describe that to Elise and her team, Elise really then can work with American Queen Steamboat Company to make sure that we're getting just the right cruise for you, because there's so many different options.
That is true. There are plenty of options. We have hundreds of itineraries, different ports of call in between those gateways. So there's really a lot of expertise needed. And, you know, Elise is there to help guide anybody who wants to select the right itinerary with American Queen Steamboat Company.
Right. And these are super affordable as well. And especially when you look at, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, that for some of the holiday cruises for 2019, mm-hmm. you can save $2,500 per stateroom. That's a lot of money.
Definitely. We have some great promotions going on. And, you know, I would just say, regardless of when you're traveling, there's always some type of early booking discount or promotional fare that is available. And Elise has access to all of those current promos. And the other thing to, you know, think about as well, I'll just throw this out here because, you know, price point, of course, is important. But especially for our single travelers, who are, you know, solo, mm-hmm. during this holiday season, all of our voyages that I pretty much mentioned, the plantation holiday markets, the American Christmas, the music holiday voyages, every voyage that those are falling under, with the exception of Thanksgiving, have no single supplement. So travelers don't have to pay double. So that's great.
That's amazing. Okay, so take up this offer. This is so cool. Thank you for talking with us, Barbara. This is great.
No, for solo travelers, it's phenomenal. You're usually paying double the amount. So
yeah.
For all those solo travelers who don't know what they're doing, give me a call.
Exactly. Jump on it now. 935-WISE, 935-9493. Barbara Davis is a manager of training and sales support for American Queen Steamboat Company. And we'll talk with you next time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
This is Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO.